Coming up on 9 minutes past the hour, let's say good morning to Hayden Briscoe, head of emerging markets and Asia Pacific fixed income at UBS Asset Management. Hayden, great to have you with us on the show today. There's a lot of risk out there in the market, and we see investors turning to some haven investments, like they're buying the dollar like crazy. The dollar has had huge gains, but bonds, not so much. Right now, we've got the yield on the 10-year Australian bond at 4.08%. The yield on the 10-year is at 3.96, and the 2-year even at 4.28. You'd think that some money would be pouring into bonds, but just the opposite is happening. Why?
Well, I think they're interlinked, to be honest. If we look at the US dollar going higher and higher, what we're seeing at the moment is the central banks are stepping in to defend their currencies, and in particular the Japanese. You would have noticed when the Japanese yen got up to 145 in price thereabouts the very next night or that night, we saw a big jump up in yields in the US. So central banks, as they step in to slow the decline in their currency relative to the US dollar, are letting go of their foreign exchange reserves. So we're seeing more and more US dollar bond selling across the curve. I think the interesting thing this time is maybe not necessarily in the front part of the yield curve, which is typically where they sell. It seems to indicate they're selling across the entire curve. But we won't get that information for some time. So we'll continue to see them selling, I think.
When it comes to the currency weakness and the intervention that we've seen, there's been some speculation that you could see sterling intervention too. If not, what kind of moves, though, do we see in terms of parity there?
Well, I think obviously the sterling is just one of the many currencies that's under pressure right now. Relatively small economy, smaller than Brazil, I like to tell everybody. So it's not a huge economy to focus on these days. But it's just an indication of what's likely to happen, I think, with developed market countries. We need to be concerned because what they're doing is, as inflation's rising, they're then using fiscal largesse. And we saw that with the UK, and they're not moving away from quantitative easing, more towards this debt monetization or modern monetary theory, MMT, which is essentially says spend like as much as you want until your inflation rate takes off, which means your currency is going to continue to come under pressure. Then you have to hike rates, collapses your domestic macro backdrop, your currency sells off, and guess what? That's an emerging market debt characteristic. So there is a potential we're starting to see the early signs in developed market bond markets or economies taking on emerging market-like characteristics.
And we wanted to talk about the Fed, St. Louis Fed Chief James Bullard warning that the Fed's credibility is on the line. At what point do we continue to see hikes, or how much do we wait to see, or should they wait, I should say, to see whether or not the hikes that have already happened are actually moving to restore price stability?
Yeah, well, I think the key thing we're talking about here is there seems to be very strong views in the market at the moment around the inflationist camp and very strong views about the slowdown recessionist camp at the moment. So I think the strongest view to have is not have a strong view and be quite open-minded about it. The problem is the Fed is stuck at the moment with a sticky inflation. Even if it rolls over at the headline, it's coming. The core measure is probably going to stay somewhere around this 5 to 6%. And while you've still got a strong unemployment number, that's the Fed's policy. So they're going to have to keep on hiking here. That may not necessarily line up with the growth backdrop. And you're seeing this with the gross domestic income and the GDP. So GDP is obviously very, very weak, but gross domestic income is still relatively strong. Mm-hmm. So it's telling you it's really stuck in, I suppose, that upper echelon of earners and really not getting into the lower income bracket, which really drives that GDP at the moment. So that's going to keep them hiking, I think, and even though we're going to see a slowdown. So that's quite a dilemma for them, and they haven't faced that for a couple of decades now.
It's been a long time since the Fed led the markets. The markets have led the Fed, and the markets are telling the Fed now, you have a bit of a problem here, and the Fed doesn't seem to be listening.
Yeah, look, I think they're very dogged on the inflation number right now, and that's going to be the problem. We're going to see that very unfortunate wedge driven into the outcomes here, much higher rates with higher inflation outcomes while growth starts to peter off. And that's not a great recipe for risk assets right now. So we would be underweight credit now relative to our indexes. Still expecting the rate hikes to come through. Powell's talking along those lines. Again, they're going to make a mistake. They're probably going to keep hiking until they break markets. And he's more or less said that publicly as well. that he's not that concerned about financial markets. He's more concerned about inflation. And again, focusing in on that unemployment number, which obviously we all know is a very, very, very backward-looking number. So it really doesn't give you a lead on where the economy is going. All the forward-leaning indicators are pointing to a slowing across the board.
So the Fed hiking, as we see the PBOC stay accommodative and more signs of weakness in China's economy. You're saying potentially look at onshore Chinese bonds here.
Look, yeah, we love the Chinese bonds at the moment. The only bond market in the world that's up year to date, around 3.7% if you're looking at the index level. And they're up again last year as well. So they've been the great diversifier in everybody's portfolio that we've been trying to get our clients on board with. This year, unfortunately, we saw a lot of profit taking on a tactical asset allocation basis as soon as those yields went below the US. But obviously, it's been the place to hide out. You've got very low inflation. If you look at developed market inflation, it's broadly around this, let's say, 6% to 10. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you look across Asia, we see inflation around this 3 to 7, and China being at the lower end of that, which means bonds can still remain very, very well bid.
Yeah, but you lose on the currency, though, right?
Well, actually, now it's the opposite, right? So we would, yes, you would lose it if you're unhedged, but what we're saying now is you should be fully hedged. Up until about the middle of the year, it cost you to hedge. It's actually flipped around the other way.
Okay.
So you now pick up about 150 basis points if you're hedged.
One quick final question. At some point, the market will see value in the short-term bond yields in the United States. And will that be because of level or because of data?
I think it'll be a combination of both, but right now we're saying that income's back, and to your point, it's the front part of the yield curve where value is offered, where there's less risk that you're going to lose money in a total return sense, and less risk in a capital loss perspective as well. So we'd be in anywhere in between the 1 to 3.
Hayden, always a pleasure. Hayden Briscoe, Head of Emerging Markets and Asia Pacific Fixed Income at UBS Asset Management in our Hong Kong studio.